Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up on today's program, we'll bring you the latest in our series on bullying as we talk with local school officials about how they address the problem, both on the playground and in cyberspace. Plus, we'll hear how the local skateboarding community is fighting plans to reduce the hours of the Ocean City Skate Park. First, though, we're going to get the latest on the big beach replenishment program that's in the works for the Delaware coast. The state is getting up to $30 million to repair damage caused by Superstorm Sandy last fall. And while most people agree this replenishment is needed to protect the coastline and the people who live on it, some businesses and residents worry about the impact these projects could have on tourism in the short term. So joining us with more on the upcoming beach replenishment project for Delaware is Stephen Rochette. He's with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Philadelphia District. Stephen, welcome to Coastal Connection.
Thanks for having me on, Brian.
So we're going to be focusing on Delaware. Obviously, there's beach replenishment happening up and down the coast from Ocean City all the way up into Jersey. We're going to focus mostly on Delaware today. Let's start with the where's and when's of this project.
Absolutely. So we have sort of two large projects that are upcoming. One is Beachville. And so we're going to be taking sand from about 3 miles offshore, and we're going to be pumping that onto the beaches to restore them following Sandy. And we're going to be doing that at Rehoboth and Dewey, Bethany and South Bethany, and Fenwick Island. And certainly under normal circumstances, we avoid doing this work in the summer, but this is part of the Sandy emergency restoration program. And so we're working right now to award contracts, and that work could start potentially in the June timeframe. And then as well, you mentioned the Indian River Inlet. We are going to be taking sand from inside the inlet itself and pumping it onto the north shore of that inlet there. As many residents probably remember, during Sandy, there was significant flooding and overwash, and they had to close down Route 1. And so that's a critical artery, certainly through Delaware. So that work will reinforce that area. We'll build a dune and take sand from in the inlet, which is basically what we think of as beneficial use of sand. So we're taking it from one place and moving it to another to reinforce that area there.
And, you know, it's interesting. During Hurricane Sandy, I spoke with a few officials that seemed to be very surprised that that area right around the new bridge was so vastly compromised during that storm. And that seems to be an area of huge concern. For the Army Corps of Engineers, was it a surprise to see what Sandy did to that area in particular?
Well, we pump sand onto that north shore every year with Delaware. We have a great working relationship with the Delaware Natural Resources Environmental Control, and they operate what's called a sand bypass plant. They move sand about 100,000 cubic yards every year onto that north shore. So this is basically, we're putting about 500,000. So we're kind of doing a five times the amount of sand we normally do up every year into that area. As far as during Sandy, that was one of the areas that was hard hit. You know, every storm is different. Mm-hmm. The conditions and the way the coast reacts is different. But that area certainly was a critical area that we focused on after the storm.
The timing of this is really interesting, and I know it's kind of a race to get it all done. I mean, I know there's a bunch of different elements that are in play here, one of which is the fact that you got the funding and you need to, you know, utilize that in a certain time frame. The other thing is trying to get the coastline fortified before the next hurricane season. So talk to me about all the elements in play here, considering timing and what tourists who are planning their Delaware beach vacation need to understand about the timing of all of these moving parts in this project.
Absolutely. It's been a huge effort for our team here. Since Sandy struck, we surveyed every basically project that we've got from New Jersey all the way down to Delaware, all the way down to Fenwick for our district in Philadelphia. And since then, we've gotten the funding and the approval to go back and restore these projects. And so it is complex to get them done. I mean, there's environmental permitting, there's contracting, there's design. And so we're working to get it done as quickly as we can. But like you said, certainly the goal is to restore them. Many of them are vulnerable. There was lots of erosion on many of the dunes. So to get back there, restore them for the next storms that can hit. We saw how effective these projects can be in reducing storm damages from nor'easters, from hurricanes, and from smaller storms even. And so certainly our goal is to get them done as soon as we can. And like I said earlier, under normal circumstances, we try to avoid doing that work in the summer season when we know there's important tourism economies going on. But in this case, this is not a normal situation, and so we're trying to get it done as soon as we can, but there will be the work going on through those summer months.
You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm your host, Brian Russo. We're speaking with Stephen Rochette. He is with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in the Philadelphia District. We're speaking about the upcoming beach replenishment project in Delaware. You know, I want to digress for a second, Stephen, because beach replenishment, of course, is nothing new here on the coast, but there are many people who live here and who come here that may not necessarily understand the science of it. You know, basically what you're doing is you're dredging the coastline and you're pumping millions of cubic yards of sand back onto the beach. Anybody who's come over the dune line and they've seen what can be simply described as a gigantic construction site during beach replenishment, kind of explain to people what exactly is happening during this.
Well, we have what's called a borrow site offshore. And so that's a place where we've identified sand that's suitable to pump onto the beach. And so a hopper dredge, typically we use hopper dredges. That's a vessel that goes out there, transits out to that site, sucks that sand up, much like, you know, a vacuum, and then takes that sand and pumps it onto the beach. And then bulldozers and land equipment will push that sand and maneuver it into what we call our design template. And so that's basically a berm, that flat area where we have all the towel space, and most importantly, the dune. And so that's the dune is the number one feature that really can protect during storms and prevent damages. And so we build all that up. We plant dune grass in the off season, and the goal is that that's going to reduce storm damages, you know, when the storms come along. So that's basically what we do, and we do that in Delaware. We do that in New Jersey. We do it in other places all around the country, and we use contracting to get it done, basically.
You know, and I've spoken with town officials, state officials, elected officials. Beach replenishment has been looked at, certainly here on this coastline, Delaware, Maryland, as being one of the main reasons. Hundreds of millions of dollars worth of property has not been damaged during storms like Sandy, like Irene. As we look at global warming, climate change, sea level rise, in your opinion, you know, is beach replenishment now more important or more prudent than ever?
Well, we operate with basically the conditions that are there. And that's true, you know, along the coast. People live there. There's businesses, there's utilities, infrastructure, and huge tourism economies. And so what we're doing is where we come in is we're charged with coming up with a design that will reduce damages, basically reduce the risk of flooding and storm damages and those things. And so we come in and we basically develop the best project that we can for the cost. And so we study these coasts and we come up with that, and this is kind of the result of it. Beach nourishment is the preferred method to reduce storm damages. It's the least environmentally intrusive as opposed to sort of hardened structures. And it's been effective. It's been effective in New Jersey. It's been effective in Delaware and elsewhere in the country. Like you said, it prevented millions of dollars in damages with Sandy alone, and then a bunch of other storms as well, nor'easters and smaller storms. Having that dune and that protective structure there is important.
I guess in the months after Sandy passed through this region and everybody kind of came back out and started assessing the damage, you know, the Delaware beaches historically, just comparatively speaking here in Ocean City, they're much smaller, much narrower. Outline for me the damage that the beach and the dunes on the Delaware coastline took. And if you think that this project in particular is going to get the Delaware beaches to its pre-Sandy condition.
This work will restore it to its what we call the full design. So when we originally built these projects several years ago, we built them out kind of their full design, we call it. And mm-hmm. So this project will do that. So it'll go beyond what they were like before Sandy hit. And then as far as the damages, you know, the projects are sacrificial in nature in that, you know, they're designed to reduce the damages to the hardened structures behind them, the boardwalks, the homes, businesses. And so the projects were significantly eroded, the dunes and the berm during Sandy. Like I said, this will bring them back to their original kind of design, as we like to say.
We mentioned the New Jersey beaches that your Office of the Army Corps of Engineers is also helping to replenish. What's it look like up there in New Jersey? There's so many folks here on the coast that are concerned and certainly realize that if that storm would have taken a different trajectory, the damage that we saw in New Jersey could have been the damage that we had here. What's it like up there? How far are they from getting back to where they used to be?
Well, the one thing that is very interesting about New Jersey for our district here in the Army Corps of Engineers is that we've built projects in many of the areas, and then in other areas we have not built the projects for a variety of reasons. And so New Jersey is particularly interesting from a coastal standpoint because we're able to observe areas where we had a constructed dune right next to, in many cases, areas without one. And so we've been able to see the real difference that the projects have made in New Jersey. Long Beach Island in particular is one very good example. And then as far as damages go, the further north, just the characteristics of the storm surges, the winds, the waves were worse, and those areas were experienced much more damages. And so areas between Manasquan Inlet and Barnegat Inlet were particularly hard hit, and there's no project in that area at this point, constructed project. And so many of those areas were devastated.
What is the projected timeline? I know the goal is to not impact summer tourism on the Delaware coastline, but as we noted before, there's the looming deadline of not just, you know, when you need to spend the money, but also needing to get the project done before hurricane season. So for tourists who are planning a Delaware vacation, what should they be expecting?
Well, we're doing work in those areas. It could start in June. We don't have a rough order in which the projects will go. Typically, once we award a contract, we'll sit down with a contractor, the state, as well as the municipalities, and let them know what the order of the projects might be in the schedule. The projects typically take several months to get done, depending on weather and other conditions and equipment and those sorts of things. And once we start the project, we typically close several blocks of the beach of where they're working, and then we progress. And so several blocks of the beach will be closed as they move, and then they'll progress up and down the beach. So it could take time. We don't have any specific time frames yet, but we will post those to our website and share those with the state and the municipality as soon as we get them.
We've been speaking with Stephen Rochette. He is with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in the Philadelphia District. We've been speaking about the upcoming Delaware beach replenishment project. Stephen, thanks for joining me here on Coastal Connection, and best of luck.
Thanks so much, Brian.
To learn more, click to our website, wamucoast.org. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Mercer.